Work begins today on installing the ice boom in the Niagara River. The floating structure is put in place during the colder weather to prevent ice from flowing downriver and possibly damaging parts of the Niagara Power Project. Joining us by phone this morning is Keith Koroleski, chief of the water management team with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Buffalo. And good morning to you, Keith. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Keith, what are the rules when it comes to the ice boom, when it should be installed?
So the criteria for the ice boom installation is when the lake reaches 39 degrees or December 16th, whichever occurs first. Being that it's been a warm spring or warm fall, the lake is still above 39 degrees. However, we have reached the 16th criteria, so the New York Power Authority and Ontario Power Generation has decided to begin installation today on the 16th, weather permitting.
How long does it actually take to put that ice boom in place?
It only takes a few days, 2 to 3 days, actually install the ice boom. The New York Power Authority has been actually working behind the scenes, getting prepped for this day for the last couple of weeks. They've already have pulled the ice boom, the spans, and the pontoons out of storage, and they are up on the break wall right now. So it makes it pretty easy for them to connect those two tugs and get those spanned across the lake within a couple of days.
So if all goes well, it'll be done in a couple of days. At the same time, we consider the ice boom so commonplace. It has become kind of a part of Western New York in so many ways. But at the same time, we're talking about the Niagara River here and putting a very massive structure in place. Can you talk about maybe some of the perils, some of the things that the workers have to be careful of as they're moving through this process?
Well, obviously, safety is a concern, and that's why the criteria is set up as it is, so that they can begin. If the water does not reach 39 degrees, they can at least start beginning to do the installation on the 16th. Safety is a primary concern. As you know, weather can change drastically in Buffalo, and although we have had nice weather, it can certainly change in the next couple of weeks, and with high winds. And very cold weather, so safety is paramount, and they need to go out there and be able to do their job in as best conditions as possible.
And of course, now once it's installed, everybody's going to be wondering when it comes out, because that's the sign of spring around here. What's the criteria when it comes to removing the boom?
Okay, so for the criteria for removing the boom it either would come out on April 1st, or if there is still 250 square miles in the eastern portion of Lake Erie, then it has the potential of being delayed beyond April 1st.
Keith, it sounds like a busy time for you and your crew. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you.